for the girls' state basketball tournament in Lincoln, featuring the undefeated Minden Whippets. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Minden again will have a chance here. 57-55, a two-point lead for the Hawkettes. Jamie Kissinger lobs the ball into Taylor Kissinger. She drives and puts up a 15-footer. Good! Taylor Kissinger hits a 15-footer from just to the left of the circle. Taylor Kissinger will force an overtime.
Minden's the last undefeated girls team in the state and the favorite to win their first state title this weekend. It's Minden Whippets State Tournament Basketball coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning, everyone, from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament takes us here to the Class C1 field, where we have the semifinals. Up first, the Minden Whippets taking on the Trojans of Platteview. That'll be followed by the Kearney Catholic Stars taking on the Pierce Blue Jays in a rematch of last year's C1 state championship game. With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for another exciting day of high school basketball from the state tournament. And here in the new venue at Pinnacle Bank Arena, which many folks have been to witness Nebraska men's or women's basketball, and had a little bit of excitement here yesterday as well. But, Jeff, everybody had their phones out taking pictures today that were here for the first time, not only to showcase that their team is playing at the state tournament, but just to get a few pictures of the brand new building.
Yeah, it's a beautiful building, Doug. Beautiful floor. Everyone, whether you're from Minden or Platteview, they had their cell phones out trying to get a picture of their girls. Heck of a venue. You know, we were at the Bob Devaney Sports Center yesterday, so we didn't get to experience it. But down here on the floor, I can't complain very much either. So,
well, it should be some good basketball. Yesterday in C1, the first two games saw a lot of offense, a lot of really good shooting. One of the better games you're ever going to see with Platteview's win over Fairbury, 77-66, which tied the C1 tournament scoring record for most points by the two teams combined at 143. For Minden, they had a competitive game for about a quarter with Lincoln Lutheran and then caught fire as they were pulling away in the second quarter. They scored 11 points in the final 90 seconds of that quarter, put up 28 points, had 48 points by halftime, and cruised to a 72-38 win over Lincoln Lutheran. They hit 15 three-pointers, which ties the tournament record all class. They had seven of them yesterday from Taylor Kissinger, which ties the record individually in C1 by her sister Brooke from a previous state tournament here as well. For Platteview, well, what can you say? Kenzie Colm yesterday poured in 40 points and looked really good doing it.
Yeah, she was hitting from all places too, Doug. She's a real good ball handler. She doesn't look like it at 5'7", but boy, was she hitting her stroke. And Fairbury was doing well against Platteview yesterday, and that caused Kenzie to, I think, just bring her game up, and she shot lights out. So if we get a repeat of what we got yesterday, it could be real, real fun.
Well, we are glad to have you along with us here, and we'll take a look at the state tournament bracket heading into this Friday, give you the starting lineups and more as we get ready for Minden and Platteview, brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Pogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this morning's state semifinal, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Kearney. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the Trojans of Platteview, number two is a 5'9" senior, Sydney Feller. She averages 10 points and 6 rebounds a ball game. Number 11, 5'5" senior, Lexi Wickman, 4.5 points, 2 rebounds a game. Number 20, 5'6" junior, Mackenzie Zach. She averages about 6.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per basketball game. Michelle Keys is number 30, a 5'9" senior, averages 4 points, 3.5 rebounds. And number 35, the 5'7" junior, Kenzie Colm, averages just under 17 points and 7.5 rebounds a game. And as we said yesterday, poured in 40 to put her name in one of the state tournament record books. The head coach of the Platteview Trojans is Justin Danley, assisted by Greg Gentile, Steve Lundeen, and Alex Dostal. Platteview is 23-2 on the season and defeated Fort Calhoun and Louisville in the sub-districts. They beat Bishop Newman at the buzzer to win the district championship, and then defeated Fairbury yesterday 77-66. And for Platteview, they are ranked fourth in the Omaha World Herald, and they are ranked fifth in the Lincoln Journal Star. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Minden Lady Whippets. Number 20, 5'6" junior, Allie Rouse. Number 22, 5'8" senior, Brooke Kissinger. Number 24, 5'11" freshman, Taylor Kissinger. Number 40, 5'9" senior, Jamie Kissinger. And number 45, 5'10" sophomore, Rebecca Stewart. 26-0, ranked number one, coached by Rick Cremosta, Don Miller, and Greg Satorius. And those are the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank of Kearney. We'll be back with more after this timeout.
Affordable personal security. It's what we do. Gary Thompson Insurance Agency has the professionals to make it happen. We know Nebraska. We live here, and we're independent. We know how to make every dollar count when it comes to protecting what means most to you, your family, your farm, your business, car, and home. We work hard for your peace of mind with 11 offices statewide, including Hildreth, Wilcox, and Minden. The Gary Thompson Agency, your go-to agency.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at state.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's get you set for day two now of the state basketball tournament. Let you know what happened yesterday. And we'll start in Class A, where Lincoln Northeast defeated South Sioux City 70-55. And Omaha Benson pulled away from Kearney 63-36. Bellevue West defeated Bellevue East 66-47. And Millard West got by Fremont 70-65. Northeast and Benson will play here at Pinnacle Bank tonight at 7. Bellevue West and Millard West at 8:45. In Class B, Grand Island Northwest defeated Sydney 65-44. Norris over Gretna 61-50. Pius over Omaha Duchesne 44-33. And in heart-stopping fashion, Holdridge held off a York comeback to win in overtime 54-53. We'll have the Northwest Norris game at 2 o'clock this afternoon on the Breeze 94.5. And then Holdridge and Pius play at 3:45 here at Pinnacle. We're here in C1. In C2, Hastings St. Cecilia defeated Dundee County Stratton 50-43. Pender beat Homer 61-54. Humphrey-Lindsay Holy Family over West Point Guardian Angels 44-35. And Crofton rolled Palmyra 73-33. At the Devaney Center, it'll be St. Cecilia and Pender 2 o'clock on 1230 KHAS. Crofton and Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family at 3:45. In T1, North Platte St. Pat's beat Sutherland 42-33. Friend over Arapaho 69-33. Emerson Hubbard upset the top seed in D1, O'Neill St. Mary's 54-37. And Humphrey St. Francis held off Boyd County 41-38. So underway this morning at the Sports Center, St. Pat's and Friend just about ready to tip off, then St. Francis and Emerson Hubbard at 10:45. And finally in D2, Falls City Sacred Heart beat Juanita Palisade 45-25. Wynot over Bancroft Rosalie 56-39. Giltner down Crawford 58-39. And Sterling beat Stewart 46-41. So tonight here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, Sacred Heart and Wynot at 7, Giltner and Sterling at 8:45. We'll have that game for you here on Classic Hits 98.9. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's Minden and Platteview in the C1 state semifinals when we return.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smelled the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
And welcome back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you here, getting ready for Minden and Platteview. What do you think, Jeff? Minden gets out to a good start here, tries to put Platteview away early, or can the Trojans hang with them?
Well, based off the last two games we saw yesterday, you think if Minden can do what they want to do, I think they can do that pull away. But if Platteview and Clume, or Colm, get hot, we could see what we see there. But if I were to just give my best prediction, I think Minden should be able to do their thing as long as they hit their outside shots and can work that inside game. I think Minden will be fine, but it's going to be a heck of a game.
Well, you look at Platteview, and all signs are that Kenzie Colm, who scored the 40 yesterday, will be guarded by Jamie Kissinger. Jamie always gets the toughest defensive assignment, and we'll see how she handles her early on and really how Coach Danley tries to get his team set up here and how much they just try to get the ball into her hands. So we are ready for high school basketball. Platteview, the traveling team in their red jerseys and white numerals and the home white and purple trim for the Minden Whippets. Minden didn't get off to a very quick start yesterday. They did get some threes, but they didn't hit a two-point bucket, not that they needed to, because they had 20 points in the first quarter. And we'll see if the Kissinger girls start firing right off the bat here.
Doug, it's a nice crowd for Minden, too. The student section is getting a little raucous for both teams, but Minden filling up their two or three sections over at the other side. So good crowd, good atmosphere for this semifinal.
It'll be Sydney Feller for Platteview. It'll be Taylor Kissinger for Minden to jump center, and we are ready to go here on day two of the state high school basketball tournament. The ball is in the air, and the opening tap will be controlled by Minden as Jamie Kissinger will run it down. The whip is from left to right, the Trojans from right to left. They get it into Stewart, up and under. A lot of contact, shot no good, got her own rebound, and a foul going to be called on Platteview, trying to knock the ball away. So yesterday, Stewart offensively didn't get involved a whole lot because Lincoln Lutheran played a 1-3-1 zone. We don't expect to see that from Platteview, and immediately they tried to get her the ball.
Yeah, just get her going because she was, you know, yesterday she wasn't able to do much offensively, so get the ball in her hands, let her do something early.
And a basketball belongs to the Whippets. They'll throw it into Rouse, and Rouse is going to can an 18-footer. Allie Rouse didn't score yesterday, and it's interesting that the first two people to take shots didn't do a whole lot offensively yesterday. As the basketball is brought off the floor, Platteview gets it to the corner, and a little 8-footer, Michelle Keys, will answer right back, and we are tied at 2. Up the floor quickly. This should be a racehorse type of basketball game, if yesterday was any indication. Rouse at the top of the circle, basically unguarded. They get it into Stewart. She posts up, she turns, she scores. And Rebecca Stewart, two trips down the floor, two touches, and there's her first bucket, 4-2, and then trying to fight off a screen up the floor. Brooke Kissinger gets tripped up and falls into the ball handler, and a foul will be called.
I'm sure Platteview was watching the game yesterday and saw that Rouse didn't do much, and so they let her wide open on that inbounds play, Doug. She nailed it, and then that previous possession, good job in low there by Stewart getting the bucket.
So Platteview with the basketball, and Kinsey Colm was the one with the foul for Platteview at the other end. They definitely can't afford to have her in foul trouble as Feller drives right side, kicks it into the corner, 17-footer, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds by Taylor Kissinger. Probably was over the back, but they let it go. It's still going to be Platteview basketball. Platteview at state for the first time since 1998. So the kids, the coaches, the fans, this is all new. As Platteview will throw it high post, they try to get it right back to Colm, who is indeed guarded by Jamie Kissinger. Off the ball screen, it's a pick and roll back over to Feller. Feller working on Rouse, attacks with a left hand, hits the rim on the way up, no good. Able to get her own rebound and a second chance here to Colm. Off the pick right side, they're really running her off screens. Back up top, Feller. Feller, screen, can't get the three away, fires it into the right-hand corner. That will be Zach with it. Zach to the high post, puts it up from 12. It's no good. Rebound pulled away by Brooke Kissinger. And up the floor come the Minden Whippets as Coach Cremosta yells out the signs. On Brooke Kissinger is going to be the guard, Lindsey Wickman. And Lexi Wickman is going to get a foul here, it looks like, as they drive to the hoop. Will we get free throws, or was it before? In fact, they're actually going to call the foul on Sydney Feller. And two shots coming up here for Brooke Kissinger.
Yeah, Brooke, you know, yesterday she just kind of sat on the perimeter. The play call told her to go to the bucket. She drove to the bucket, drew the contact. She'll go for the line for two now.
So Brooke, who had all of her points in the first half yesterday, will put the free throw up, and it is no good. She'll have a second one coming. Yesterday in the ball game, it was not just 40 points from Colm. They got 12 from Feller, 10 from Zach. Second free throw up, and it is good. So Brooke, who had 11 yesterday, will hit this one. And Minden is up by 3 at 5-2. Up the floor with it is going to be Colm. They try to trap her. She gets across the timeline over to Feller. Feller right down the middle of the lane. Doesn't worry about the contact. Throws it up too strong. Taylor Kissinger will have the rebound. She'll wait for the traffic to go by, bring it to the top of the key, swing it right side to Brooke. Platteview's out there. They're making sure they don't get the deep three, so Brooke will step back, fire the first three. It's no good. Stewart with the rebound, back up and another foul. Rebecca Stewart working hard here in the opening quarter, Jeff, and she picks herself up off the deck.
Yeah, she's doing the dirty work again today, and she has no problem doing that. The missed three-pointer was guarded well. Stewart grabbed the offensive rebound, gets another Platteview foul, and heads to the line.
And the free throw is on the way. No good by Stewart. Foul was called on Michelle Keys. That'll be her first and the team's third. 5:45 to go. First quarter, 5-2 Minden. Second free throw on the way, and Stewart hits that one. So Stewart has 3 points, and it is 6-2 in favor of the Whippets, who put on immediate pressure. Platteview dumps it in, and Keys quickly gets rid of it to Feller. Feller brings it across the timeline, back to the top of the key. Keys, and underneath they have found their point guards in Wickman, and she is fouled. Boy, they cleared everything out, and Wickman and the Minden defender were the only two players down there, and the foul called on Minden.
Yeah, great spacing there, just waiting for that pass to come open, wide open underneath. Gets the foul.
Brooke will pick up her second foul. Free throw is up, and it is in. So Wickman with her first point, 6-3 Minden. A lot of up and down the floor, a lot of contact so far, but it's not too high scoring. Second free throw up, and that one is no good. And Jamie Kissinger will yank down the rebound. She'll bring it down the middle of the floor, cross over here, working on Zach, takes it all the way to the rack, ends up putting up a wild shot. It's no good. The ball will go out of bounds. Last touched by Platteview. Sydney Feller was trying to grab that loose ball, and we'll go to the bench. Brandis Bridwell will be our first substitution for Platteview. Minden will not use a whole lot out there. Jenna Denny and Rouse will kind of rotate the guard position. You'll see Malcolm come in from time to time. Top of the key, Stewart, she puts it on the floor, drives, scoop shot up too hard. Rebound, Taylor Kissinger back up. It won't go. Rebound, Taylor Kissinger out to Brooke for three. It's good. The first three of the ball game. And it's from Brooke Kissinger, and Platteview hustles up the floor, finds the trailer. It is going to be Wickman. Kicks it into the left-hand corner. Back up. Calm tries to answer for three. It's out the front of the iron. No good. And Rouse gets the rebound. And now the pace picks up. Brooke Kissinger has to go behind the back to avoid the ball getting stolen. Good dribbling exhibition. And it looks like we got a foul maybe away from the basketball. Official Kevin Wood here tells us that the foul is going to be on Lexi Wickman. That'll be her first and the team's fourth. But Minden just shows what kills you. They got two offensive rebounds, and instead of just getting a two-pointer out of it, Jeff, they get a three.
Yeah, it was a good hustle in beneath, and then they got the kick-out rebound for a wide-open three. And you leave a Kissinger open for three, it's usually going to go in.
Kissinger down the baseline, reverse layup, no good. Rebound Stewart, back up and in. A lot of second-chance opportunities here for Minden. Most of their points right now are off the second-chance opportunities. Platteview brings it into the front court. It's 11-3. Minden up by eight here in the first quarter. We played 3.5 minutes. Ball between the circles. Into the hands of Feller. Feller drives on Rouse. Takes a tough shot on the right wing. Great defense early by Minden. The shot is no good. Rouse will grab the rebound. And as impressive as the offense is, it's Minden's defense that has done the job here in the first 4 minutes. And we have got another foul called here on Platteview as Jamie Kissinger was pulled to the floor by Lexi Wickman. And that'll be her second. And checking in will be Rachel Harriman for Platteview. And here's Jenna Denny, who had a great game yesterday for Minden.
Yeah, she came off the bench, Doug, hit a couple of big threes, and took the shots that she was supposed to take when the opportunities presented. Good job by Jenna yesterday. That's already Platteview's fifth foul early in this first quarter, Doug.
So Minden will take it out here on the near sideline. Top of the key to Brooke. Here's a three-pointer. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, batted around, ends up in the hands of Harriman. And Harriman gets it to Colm. So far, Kenzie hasn't scored. Now she goes all the way to the hoop. 360 off the glass and in. She decided that was enough of that. She was going to put a bucket up. And it's 11-5, Minden by six. Brooke Kissinger, crossover dribble, fake the three, drives to the hoop, scoops it up and in. Six for Brooke, and it's 13-5. So hard to guard one-on-one, Jeff. You got to respect the three from 23 feet, and then she blows right by you.
Yeah, beautiful move. She hit that three-point shot about six times yesterday, so she kind of just slow-rolled him, and then right when the defender committed, she crossed her over and drove right to the hoop, got the easy two. Beautiful move there.
Ball kicked. In the first quarter, St. Pat's is all tied up, 10-10 in their game with Friend. At the top of the circle with it is Feller. Swings it right side to Harriman. Against the man-to-man, Harriman decides to drive, pushes off, gets some separation, shot no good, got her own rebound, but she's in the land of the Giants, and Taylor Kissinger will block it and take it away. Up the floor, Jamie swings it to the right side, Denny out to Brooke, three-pointer on the way, and good! Time out, Platteview! And the Minden faithful come to their feet with 3:08 to go in the first quarter of play of this C1 semifinal. It's Minden 16, Platteview 5. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
People you know, community people, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Doug Duda and Jeff Babel back with you here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena for the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament, brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. As part of the Titan Dealer Group, Titan Machinery gives you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world, at the same time providing you with better solutions with the same locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Titan Machinery of Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge today, your Case IH dealer and proud supporter of high school athletes. And out of the timeout, Platteview brings the ball up the floor. Stewart goes for the steal, but ran out of real estate. Out of bounds it goes, but Minden looking good on both ends of the floor here in the first quarter.
Yeah, great hustle there by Stewart. She's been doing sort of the dirty work again, doing tips and rebounds out there. Now she's hustling, trying to get steals, but Minden looking real good.
Harriman drives into the lane, draws the double team, tries the bounce pass, but lost it. I have that as the first turnover of the game, and to the other end, the layup is up and in. Jamie Kissinger with her first bucket of the ball game, and it is 18-5, and Platteview loses the ball at the other end. That's going to be last touched on the swat. Who got the swat there, Jeff?
That was Stewart underneath, Doug.
And again, Minden crowd into this one. They are hungry for one thing, and that's to win three games here in Lincoln. Colm with it off a couple of picks, back up three. Tough shot, no good. Stewart gets the rebound, and you can already tell that Kenzie's a little frustrated out there. She's working way too hard just to even get a look.
Yeah, she had got 40 yesterday, only two today, and she's just trying to find that first look, press that one a little bit, and drew iron.
Here's a backup three, Jamie Kissinger, right corner. It's no good. Nobody grabs the rebound. It's last touch by Platteview as it bounced off their leg and out of bounds.
And that one hit Coolm as well, so she's just – she's kind of got that body language right now, just waiting for something good to happen.
And again, Minden hasn't done it by bombing the 25-footers as they did yesterday early on against Lincoln Lutheran. 18-5 Minden, 2 minutes to go. Going for the steal, Feller. Taylor Kissinger holds onto the ball. Crossover at the high post. Back to Stewart, drop step. Kicks it into the left-hand corner. Here's Denny. She'll drive. The runner off the glass won't go. Stewart, another putback, but that one went over everything. Tries to get her own rebound. It's going to go out of bounds off Platteview. Stewart tried to put it back up real quick, and it just kind of slid off her hands off the top of the glass, and then Colm couldn't grab it before it went out of bounds. So Minden to throw it in, and they're so deadly from this spot, too. You can toss it out there, shoot a 25-footer, or the lane's going to be open. Here it's well defended, so they toss it all the way out top to Brooke. She's guarded down by Zach, decides to drive, double team. That was a tough shot. It's not good, and the rebound brought down by Harriman. That's her third. Colm brings it into the front court. She's now guarded by Brooke Kissinger. Tries to get it down to the baseline. Does to Bridwell. Bridwell backs in Stewart, and she walked. And the Platteview fans are not going to like that one, because had she not walked, it would have been a foul on Stewart.
Yeah, and Stewart had good positioning, but like you had said, it looked like she would have been able to draw the contact and get the foul. On the other end, I was really impressed with Rebecca's ability to just, although she didn't get a putback, she had good positioning, got two basic offensive rebounds there, and retain possession for Minden.
And Stewart is going to get a hand as she checks out here. Emily Malcolm will come in her place, and Malcolm has it on the left wing. Fires it down low. Off the pick, there's Kissinger. Turnaround four-footer, no good. And the rebound brought down by Colm. Kenzie trying to beat everybody back. It's a one-on-three. A running shot that sticks on the heel and goes in. Kenzie Colm knocks down her second bucket, but it's 18-7 Minden with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Jamie Kissinger from 26, it's no good. Offensive rebound brought down by Malcolm, but she was off balance, and they will call her for the travel. That is Minden's first turnover. Again, one you can live with because it was on an offensive hustle play.
Yeah, and it was a deep three, and it looked like it might have had a chance if it would have been like yesterday. 5 second call here.
Platteview can't get it in. Jenna Denny guarding the inbounds pass. Three Kissingers and Malcolm taking care of the rest of the business defensively. And it'll be Minden ball again on their baseline. Jamie Kissinger to throw it in. Goes underneath, tries to get it to Taylor. The ball deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Feller. And so they'll take it out on the other side of the board. As we face the court, it'll be from our right. And Jamie Kissinger to throw it in again. Looking, backside, Jenna Denny, one-on-one against Colm, stands behind the arc, dribbles it out top, goes to Brooke. Brooke, again, ball fake, drives into the lane. The runner is off the front of the iron, no good. Colm will get the rebound. Kenzie up the floor, one-on-one, finds the trailer. The shot is up and in by Nikki Stolzer. And Platteview now maybe finally has settled down a little bit. They get back-to-back buckets to cut the lead to 9, 18-9, with 30 seconds to go. Back cut, Taylor Kissinger, she caught it. She looked up. She was right underneath the hoop. She walked with a basketball.
Yeah, tough positioning there. Beautiful pass underneath to her, and like you said, just straight underneath the basket, so she could have either tried to go up and make a more acrobatic move, and she took an extra step trying to go up on that right side.
18-9 Minden here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth towards the end of the first quarter at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Platteview will have it for what could be the last shot. And if they could score here, end the quarter on a 6-0 run, get back in the game. Colm, though, gets by the defender, Jamie Kissinger, takes it in and scores. Six in a row for Colm, 18-11, still 14 seconds here. They'll put it in Jamie's hands, midcourt with 11. Top of the key, they open it up for her. She tries to take it in and give it off, but she throws it off a leg of a Platteview player. It's turned over, 2 seconds, 1 second, shot at the horn will count, and it's good. Nikki Stolz are on the assist from Colm, and Platteview ends the first quarter on an 8-0 run to get back in the ball game. At the end of one, Minden 18, Platteview 13 on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Welcome back to the Girls State Basketball Tournament, brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again with Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. It will be Platteview basketball to start the second quarter. They've scored 8 in a row, and they attack immediately. But on the dish out to the corner, Brooke Kissinger will pick it off, go to the free throw line, put the jumper up and in. So 11 points already for Brooke, and that ends the 8-0 run by Platteview, and it's 20-13. Whippets by 7. Platteview throws over the top here to Colm. Well guarded. Drives it on Jamie Kissinger. Puts the jumper up and in. And yesterday, Jeff, it was a slow start for Platteview. They were behind Fairbury at the end of the first quarter. And really, the second quarter was their big quarter. And they took the lead that they never gave up. Brooke Kissinger again drives. 360 move. Right hand off the glass and in.
Just a straight isolation one-on-one there. And she did a good job crossing her opponent over and getting to the bucket easy to there.
Each team had 3 turnovers in the first quarter as Platteview tries to lob it inside. There's another steal by Brooke Kissinger, so that's 5 turnovers for the Trojans. Up the floor, Brooke trying to go coast to coast, does, lays it up and in. 6 straight to start the quarter for Brooke Kissinger. Outlet pass Platteview, they don't let it bother him. Up the floor comes Zach, doesn't have a lane to the hoop, so she'll stop and give it to Colm the trailer. Kenzie off the screen, pull up 3 and hits it. Oh, it's some good basketball if you like offense right now. 24-18, and that's 11 for Colm, and really 11 points in about 4 minutes.
Yeah, she hadn't done much. She had 2 points through the first four, and then 11 now. She's starting to hit her stroke.
And Taylor Kissinger gets her first bucket of the ball game after getting 28 yesterday. She buries the 3. The steal is made by Jamie. She takes it in but is called for the walk.
Yeah, good hustle there by Jamie. She just got a little excited on the spin move. Took an extra wide step and walked with it.
This is where it took a little longer, but Minden always hits some kind of a 10-0 run in about 90 seconds, and they were about ready to do it there. As Zach drives in, has her shot blocked, but a foul is going to be called, and free throws are coming up. Zach bailed out there. She took it in 1-on-3, and the foul is going to be called on Stewart. Her shot was blocked by Jamie Kissinger, but Rebecca called for her first foul. And Zach at the line to shoot 2. The first one is good. McKenzie's first point of the basketball game. In the first quarter, Platteview was 1 of 2 at the line. Minden was 2 of 4. 2 of 6 from three-point land, 0 of 2 for Platteview. Each have hit one here in the second quarter. Rebounds 13-6, Minden. A lot of second-chance opportunities early. And here Rebecca Stewart will grab her 6th rebound on the missed free throw by Zach. 27-19 Whippets, 6:10 to go in the second quarter. On the left-hand dribble, Taylor Kissinger now another deep 3. Off the iron, the glass twice, won't go. Taylor comes all the way over, had plenty of time to get her own rebound. Fires another one from the right wing and scores. It just makes you scratch your head. I can only imagine if you're the opponent what Minden can do. Here's a three-pointer by Key. She'll answer. I guess that's what you do, Jeff. You answer right back.
Yeah, you try to keep composed because you know Minden's going to eventually start hitting their buckets. It's what you do when you respond to it. And right there, Plybe responded with another three.
Lane completely cleared out. Brooke drives, draws the double team, gives it to Stewart. Stewart puts it up and in, and she is fouled. A chance for a three-point play for Rebecca Stewart. It just seems too easy for Minden. They recognize where the defense is. They clear the lane out. They know that basically anybody on their team can take a Trojan defender one-on-one. And if they do get doubled, they dish it off like Kissinger did there. And Rebecca Stewart gets the three-point play, and she's got eight after being limited to four yesterday against that zone defense. Zach up the floor. Here's another three, Keys. That one's off the heel, no good. All purple underneath. Rebound brought down by Brooke. She'll bring it into the front court. Underneath to Stewart. And do we have an offensive foul? The official took a moment to decide what he wanted to call there, and that's the case. And Rebecca Stewart will get her second foul. The ref raised his hand and then decided, is it a foul? Is it a walk? And then he decided to call it a charge, a push-off.
Yeah, he wasn't sure, and I thought maybe he was going to motion for a blocking foul, but all along I thought maybe that was going to be an offensive foul, and he eventually did call it on Stewart.
So she'll come out of the game, and Malcolm will come back in. Up the floor is Mackenzie Zach. Kicks it on the wing, hits the trailer, Feller. Feller takes it in on Denny, puts it up, short-armed it, no good. Rebound comes down to Brooke. Kissinger will bring it across the timeline, 33-22 Minden, 5 minutes to go in the half. Over the top to Denny. Her three is on the way, and it is good. Jenna Denny with her first bucket of the ball game, and it's 36-22. Minden now has their largest lead at 14. They clear it out again. Zach down the middle of the floor, kicks it into the corner to Stolzer, and a reach-in foul on Denny, trying to knock it away from Sydney Feller. First foul on Jenna Denny. And it is the 15th foul here on Minden. Six have been called on Platteview. 36-22. Minden with the lead. The winner plays for the state title tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Again, they're all on ESPN. We'll carry our local teams on their normal stations as well. Inbounds, Platteview lost the ball, trying to get it into the corner, and it was just a little ahead of Zach, and she couldn't quite reel it in. Seventh turnover for the Trojans.
Yeah, and I think it was a nice job by Minden keeping their composure after Platteview had cut it down to five, not worrying too much and getting it back out to 14 now.
Brooke Kissinger over to Taylor. And off the screen, we've got a foul called and a one-and-one coming up. This is on Sydney Feller. And for Feller, that will be her second personal foul. And at the line to shoot the one-and-one will be Taylor Kissinger. She's hit two threes for her 6 points. Right now, Brooke leads the team with 15. Stewart has eight. And the first free throw now for Taylor on the front end of the one-and-one is good. Boy, I guess I hadn't noticed that before, Jeff. She is really aboard when she shoots that free throw. There's not a lot of bend, not a lot of flex, not a lot of knee bend there. She kind of shot puts it up, and it is no good the second time. And the rebound brought down by Brandis Bridwell of the Trojans. Quickly up the floor, they dump it into the corner. Zach. Usually they don't have numbers, but they'll bring it up hard anyway. Here's Colm for three, no good. Offensive rebound back up by Bridwell, no good. And coming out of there with it is Brooke Kissinger. There are very few second chance opportunities in this game for Platteview, and a foul at the other end. We'll have another one-on-one.
Yeah, they're not doing a good job of getting any sort of offensive rebound, so a lot of one-and-dones, and the exact opposite for Minden, Doug. You know, Stewart underneath's been doing good. Some of those long rebounds on threes lead to more threes for Minden, so a very contrast right now for both Minden and Platteview in that area.
Sydney Feller just picked up her third personal foul with 4:12 to go here in the first half, and she'll come out, and a one-and-one for Jamie Kissinger, and she missed it. Ball is punched away, and we got a quick jump called. The arrow will point the way of Minden, so Taylor Kissinger gets her fifth rebound on that one. And Minden seems to be getting all the bounces right now, too, Jeff.
Yeah, even on the missed free throw there on the one-and-one, it looked like Platteview was going to get that pulled away, but they got a jump ball. Minden gets the arrow.
Inbounds pass to Malcolm off a couple of screens. They get it to Jamie. Left corner three is no good. Rebound brought down by Colm. Colm with her third up the floor to Zach. Pulls up from eight. It's too strong. Rebound comes out to Denny, and Jenna will have her first. Up to Jamie Kissinger, realizes the numbers aren't there. She'll back it out, give it to Taylor. Long three on the way, no good. Rebound, grabbed by Emily Malcolm. Back out for Brooke. Her three spins all the way around and out, no good. And Colm will grab the rebound. Platteview all of a sudden has gone quiet. Colm double-teamed in the backcourt. They may need a timeout. Long pass, loose, players on the floor. Trying to grab the grease pig, and we finally get a jump ball. And it's going to belong to Platteview. That ball made a that traveled a lot of this court here.
Yeah, we almost had a 10-second call. Then they throw it in, into the front court and almost stolen away then. Then we almost had a jump ball. Then we had almost another steal. And then finally we did get a jump ball.
37-22, Minden. 3.5 to go here in the first half. Colm, deep three, top of the key, off the front of the iron. Can't get it to go. And the rebound run down by Jamie Kissinger. Jamie will dribble it across the timeline. Hit it to Brooke. Low 1-4, trying to get a play set up here. Coach Cremosti yelling in instructions. Malcolm, her pass down low is going to be tipped and out of bounds, staying with the Whippets. State tournament action brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination, located at Stanley Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island, with service, repair, and a full body shop, carrying BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and Hallmark trailers. It's Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com. Minden ball underneath their own hoop. Looked underneath, there's nothing there. Out to Brooke, step back three, hits the iron, no good. The efficiency not like it was yesterday. Colm with the rebound. Her baseball pass to the other end is deflected away. Brooke Kissinger actually fell on the ball, but she's able to make the steal and get it to Jamie. And Jamie will navigate traffic to Brooke. Oh, my, that's 30 feet, and she got it. Brooke Kissinger, what'd she do? Take two steps across the timeline, and a timeout going to be called here by Minden. It's a 30-second timeout after the made bucket. Just when you think you've seen a little bit of everything, Brooke Kissinger nails another one, and she's got 18 points. 2:44 to go here in the first half. Minden 40, Platteview 22. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Well, Brooke Kissinger just hit about a 26-footer out there, and you just can't guard that.
No, it's completely wide open because typically you don't see any shots from 26 feet, but when you're feeling it, you're feeling it. She threw it up there and nothing but nylon.
Minden had 10 threes in the first half yesterday. They now have 6 out of their 15 attempts. And out of the timeout for Minden, it'll be Platteview ball, an 18-point lead for Minden. Again, trying to put this away by halftime. Colm on Jamie Kissinger. Gives it off here to Wickman. Wickman moves in on Brooke to the right baseline. Hit the side of the board of the shot. No good. Rebound falls to Malcolm. Here comes Minden. 4-on-4 to the trailer. Brooke, another long three. This one's off the iron. No good. Rebound tapped around. Colm has it. Outlet up ahead to Zach. She's ahead of the pack. And the shot blocked from behind by Brooke Kissinger. And uh-oh. Zach came down awkwardly. And she pops up and says she's okay. But the Platteview fans are not very happy. They wanted a foul there. Brooke covered a lot of ground to get to that basketball.
Yeah, it was one-on-one. She had to come from behind. And I thought it was a clean block, Doug, and the Platteview player landed gingerly. Probably just nothing more than a quick stinger, and she's up and back into the game.
Well, the ball almost bounced off of her, which would have really fired up the Trojan fans because Minden would have got the ball. 2 minutes to go before halftime. 40-22. Colm fires it inside. Well covered, Zach. Kissinger and Rouse were there. Taylor will come away with a basketball. Ninth turnover for Platteview. 1:50 to go here. First half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report as Taylor drives left elbow, puts the shot up and hits it. Knocks her hairband off, which she'll toss to the sideline on the way down to play defense. A three-pointer up, and Michelle Keys will hit the three-pointer here for Platteview. 42-25. And in the front court, Taylor lost the ball. We're going to get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Minden. Good defense that time by Lexi Wickman. Again, Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. What was the score on our other game, Jeffrey, from earlier?
It was 13-12 after the end of the first. St. Pat's was on top of Friend over at the Bob. And now 18-18 at the half. So a quick update there. Halftime scored. Tied at 18, St. Pat's and Friend.
A little bit of a surprise, although they were 1-2 in the state rankings-wise earlier this year. St. Pat's a good basketball team. Minden with the basketball. They're more than a good basketball team. They're an outstanding basketball team. Working against the matchup, dribbling into it. It's knocked off Brooke. It's going to go out of bounds, and that'll be the fifth turnover for Minden. Allie Rouse will check back in here for the Whippets. And who's going to check out? It's going to be Brooke Kissinger. Brooke does have those two fouls from early on, so they'll set her here maybe for the rest of the half or at least until the last possession. 42-25, Minden with the lead. Kearney Catholic and Pierce coming up next here on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio. Into the front court with it will be Mackenzie Zach. Off the screen to Combs. She gets free, takes it right at the hoop, stops and is fouled by Taylor Kissinger. That'll be her first personal foul. And at the line for the first time this morning will be Kenzie Combs. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Minden, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, along with Jeff Babel, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. As Combs puts the first free throw up and in, that is her sixth point of the quarter and her team high 12th. And now Brooke comes right back in for the offensive possession. And the second free throw is also good. So Kenzie Combs hits it. Remember, Platteview had a strong run to end the first quarter to cut that 13-point lead down to five. Can they cut into this lead? And Malcolm walked. Yeah, they got another chance here. Emily was looking inside to get the ball to the post, waiting, kept leaning, and then she picked her pivot foot up before she made the pass.
Well, we'll see if Platteview will hold on to one shot. I think they try to maybe go two for one here, try and get another possession out to try and cut this lead down to a little bit less than at halftime.
Into the right-hand corner with it. Oh, and a travel called right back on Platteview. Bridwell made a little shuffle over there, and that's the seventh turnover in the quarter for Platteview. And they still have scored 14 points. Normally, that's a solid quarter. I think you'd take 14 every time, 56-point pace. Right about what Platteview is averaging the second part of the season. Here's Jenna Denny at the top of the circle. Off the couple of picks to Jamie. Jamie down the right side of the lane. Runs over. Charge. Yeah, good call. Great defense. Lexi Wickman. She held her spot down there. The 5'5 senior knew what was coming, Jeff, and just went down.
Yeah, it's tough to sit there and take that charge when you know it's coming, but Wickman got great positioning, held her spot, and got the charge.
First foul on Jamie. 38 seconds to go here in the first half. Platteview trying to find some more points. Combs lost it, got it back. Free throw line jumper up and no good, but a foul. Both of our up officials were on that one. But they need that ball to fall through, get the three-point play instead of having to go to the line here. And the foul is on Jamie, so two quick fouls on Jamie Kissinger. And Kenzie Combs will go to the line to shoot two, made two just a little while ago. And the free throw is up, and it is in. I want to say a special hello out there. The head coach of Platteview is Justin Danley. The Danleys from up in the St. Edward area. We know Grandma's listening back there today, and things not on the scoreboard Platteview's way, but they are still playing pretty good basketball. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So Kenzie, 4 of 4 in the quarter, has 9 in the quarter, 15 in the game. It's 42-29. Minden, who was up 20, Platteview has now scored 7 in a row. Brooke, there's that crossover move. She'll go to the line on the foul. But again, Platteview ended on an 8-0 run in the first quarter and just out of nowhere because the score is so large right now. Sometimes you don't realize they just scored 7 in a row.
Yeah, and they're doing good, and they have a chance to cut it down to near 10-9 if they can get the right bounces here right before half.
Foul was on Nikki Stolzer, and the first free throw by Brooke is up and in. Brooke is having the game so far today offensively. That's 10 in the quarter, 19 in the game, and this could give her 20 in the first half. And it's no good. Rebound brought down by Stolzer, who committed the foul. Nikki gets rid of it to Wickman. Lexi across the timeline, avoids the double team with a left-hand dribble, stops on the elbow, bounce pass to the baseline, and a walk on Stolzer. Shuffled the feet as she got ready to make the drive to the hoop, and now Minden will get the last shot with 11 seconds. Platteview will pick up at midcourt into Brooke. Brooke will bring it across the timeline with 9. Settles to the top of the circle, guarded by Zach. High post to Taylor on the wing. 2 seconds, 1 second. Brooke for 3. Off the rim and in. Brooke Kissinger completes an outstanding first half with her 22nd point and her 4th 3. And off that soft collegiate rim, it bounced straight up in the air and drops through for the 7th 3-pointer of the game by Minden. They had 10 in the first half yesterday, and the score, not quite exactly the same as yesterday, but a good, comfortable lead for Minden here at the half. It's the Whippets, 46, and the Trojans of Platteview, 29. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this timeout.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Check out the action. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships on March 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Join in the excitement as 48 schools compete for the high school state championships. Experience the competition for $5 for students or $7 for adults. For specific game times, visit nsaahome.org. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships.
And welcome back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln for Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament, brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. We are at halftime. It is Minden 46 and Platteview 29 in the first C1 semifinal. Will immediately be followed by Kearney Catholic taking on Pierce in a rematch of last year's state championship. And then at 2 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, another kind of rivalry has reared its head here, and it will be Grand Island Northwest taking on Norris, the team that snapped them, beat them in the volleyball semifinals, beat them earlier this year in basketball, and now the rematch today here at Pinnacle Bank at 2 o'clock. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. D1 is also playing at this time, and we're at half there and taking a look at what's going on the rest of the day. Here's Jeff.
Thanks, Doug. Yeah, over at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Class D2, it is 18-18, a tie between North Platte St. Pat's and Friend. North Platte St. Pat's, the 3 seed in that one, Friend the 2. And the later game right after that, 10:45 in D1, Emerson Hubbard, after their upset to St. Mary's, they'll take on Humphrey St. Francis at 10:45. Humphrey St. Francis with a very narrow win last night, 41-38. And then in D2, yep, later on at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, Falls City Sacred Heart will take on Why Not at 7 o'clock. And then on our radio station here, right here on Classic Hits 98 tonight, Giltner will take on Sterling. That's around 8:45 tip-off in that one. Giltner with a big win last night against Crawford. Staying at the Bob Devaney Sports Center this afternoon on 12:30 a.m. KHS, Mike will have the call between St. Cecilia and Pender. St. Cecilia got a 50-43 victory last night against Dundee County Stranton. And the top seed Crofton advanced as well. They'll take on Humphrey, Lindsay, Holy Family this afternoon around 3:45 from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in C2. And in Class A, Kearney High fell last night to the Omaha Benson Bunnies, 63-36. Benson will take on Lincoln Northeast at 7 o'clock right here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Bellevue West and Millard West will be the other semifinal tonight at 8:45. Both those teams with first-round victories. Grand Island Northwest and Norris, like Doug had aforementioned. That'll be right here at 2 o'clock on our triple header. Northwest with a 65-44 victory over Sydney last night. 2 o'clock right here on Classic Hits from Pinnacle Bank. Pius and Holdridge will be right after that, 3:45. Holdridge with an overtime victory, a one-point victory last night. And Pius looking to get back to the finals again this year. And right now in C1, Minden, of course, in the lead at halftime, 46-29. And right after our game, Doug, it'll be the Kearney Catholic Stars in a rematch against last year's state champions in the state final, the Pierce Blue Jays. Pierce last afternoon, with a victory over Shadron. Kearney Catholic with a three-point victory over Newman in a close game that was. After a sloppy start for the Stars, they got it going and eventually held on to win.
We'll be back to take a look at the first half stats of our ball game as Minden leads Platteview on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln for continuing coverage of the state high school basketball tournament. It is 46-29. And let's take a look at the first half stats of this basketball game. Starting with Platteview, Sydney Feller has one rebound. Rachel Harriman has three rebounds. Lexi Wickman, 1 point. Mackenzie Zach, 1 point. Nikki Stolzer, 4 points and a rebound. Michelle Keys has 8 points. Holly O'Donnell has two rebounds. Brandis Bridwell has two rebounds. And then Kenzie Colm leads the way with 15 points and six rebounds. 13 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second quarter. And at the half, 29 points, 13 rebounds, 6 out of 8 at the free throw line, 3 out of 8 from three-point land, and 11 turnovers for Platteview. Sydney Feller does have 3 fouls, 2 on Lexi Wickman. We'll look at the first half numbers for Minden after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Affordable personal security. It's what we do. Gary Thompson Insurance Agency has the professionals to make it happen. We know Nebraska. We live here, and we're independent. We know how to make every dollar count when it comes to protecting what means most to you, your family, your farm, your business, car, and home. We work hard for your peace of mind with 11 offices statewide, including Hildreth, Wilcox, and Minden. The Gary Thompson Agency, your go-to agency.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half stats for Minden. Allie Rouse, 2 points and two rebounds. Brooke Kissinger leads the way. She had 13 in the second quarter, 22 points, four rebounds, one block. She's hit four threes. Jenna Denny has 3 points and a rebound. Taylor Kissinger, 7 points, six rebounds, and a block shot. Jamie Kissinger, 2 points, two rebounds. Rebecca Stewart, 8 points, six rebounds and a block. And Emily Malcolm, three rebounds. 18 points in the first quarter. And just like yesterday, 28 in the second quarter. And at the half, Minden has 46 points, 24 rebounds. 5 out of 10 at the free throw line. 7 of 17 from three-point land. So they've hit 22 threes so far in the state tournament. They have 3 block shots and 6 turnovers. At the half, undefeated top-ranked Minden leading 23-2 and 4th-ranked Platteview by a score of 46-29. As you heard, coming up next, we will be bringing you the Kearney Catholic and Pierce game. That is a rematch of last year's state championship. Nebraska women will play Minnesota tonight in the Big Ten tournament. Minnesota rallied to beat Wisconsin last night and avoid the upset. The UNK men are playing Missouri Southern tonight in the MIAA quarterfinals. That gets underway at 8:15. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Minden 46, Platteview 29. The second half is next.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at state.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Don't forget, if you are coming down to Lincoln tonight, there is RFA 13 going on at Pershing Auditorium. T.J. Hepburn, Enrique Torres, Dakota Cochran, all with ties to the area, will all be fighting tonight. Cochran is in the main event. State High School Basketball Tournament action is brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. As your neighbor and orthopedic providers since 1956, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists have expanded their methods and delivery of care throughout central Nebraska and north central Kansas, giving you the highest level of care when and where you need it. So contact Hastings Orthopedics in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. And the third quarter begins. Platteview with a basketball, and Colm will take it to the right side. Well defended, shot at the side of the board. Rebound to Jamie Kissinger, and here comes Minden. Outlet pass to Taylor. Quick stop and shot from 12, no good. Rebound brought down by Wickman, and that'll be the first of the game for Lexi. They were beaten on the boards pretty good in the first half, but again, most of that was Minden getting some offensive boards. Colm's shot is going to be blocked by Jamie Kissinger. Comes up short. Grabbed, though, by the Trojans and Keys. Colm again for 3. That one is going to hit the iron, no good. And this time the rebound will be grabbed by Jamie Kissinger. Looks down the floor, outlet not there. Jamie with the dribble, finds an opening, takes it all the way to the rack, and might have got fouled. Shot no good. Stewart got the rebound, and she will be fouled. Rebecca Stewart with her 7th rebound. She's 2 of 3 at the line, and will get 2 here. Scoring update, by the way, Taylor Kissinger had 9 in the first half. I had her for 7, just updating that. Taylor has 9. Rebecca Stewart now puts the first free throw up, and it is good. First points of the second half, 47-29 Minden. Second free throw now for the sophomore. And Stewart puts it up. That one rattled out, no good. Sid Feller will get her second rebound. She was not able to get really on track. She picked up a couple of quick ones and eventually her 3rd in the first half as Colm drives over Rouse, hits the front of the rim. She got doubled on. Rebound brought down by Taylor Kissinger, her 7th. Taylor into the front court, swings it right side. Jamie's got an open look for 3, and it's good. Jamie Kissinger, her 1st 3-pointer of the basketball game, and it's 50-29, Minden's biggest lead of 21. Platteview had cut it down to 13 after being down 20, and now Minden on a run, And Taylor Kissinger bodying up too much on Wickman, who drives to the hoop. And Lexi will go to the line and shoot two. First foul of the second half.
Yeah, it was Taylor yesterday, Brooke today, and now Jamie's getting in on the three-point act.
Well, it is just something to watch, folks. It's worth watching. There are not very many teams in any class at any time that are as good as Minden is. And the free throw by Wickman is up and in. I mean, they are handing it pretty good to an outstanding Platteview team. Second free throw on the way, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Jamie. And Kissinger outlet, trying to thread the needle. Stewart and Taylor both thought it was for them, and they crash to the floor, and the ball will be turned over for the first time in a half. Colm kicks it back. Three, Feller up and in. So every time there's a big deficit, it seems like Platteview's able to get a couple three buckets to just kind of claw closer, even though it's a 17-point margin. Instead of it going from 19 out to about 26, Platteview's able to get a couple of buckets. On the low block, they get it to Taylor. Left-hand scoop, good. Assist to Stewart. And for Taylor, that is her 11th point of the basketball game. 52-33. 5:55 to go, third quarter. Thinking about the three keys, can't get it away. Gives it off to Feller, drives the lane, got bumped. Her shot off the rim, no good. But Sydney Feller will get two free throws.
Yeah, beautiful move here on the other side, though, Doug, with that left-handed scoop shot. Just kissed it up off the glass. Platteview goes the other way and gets a quick foul to the line, get two.
Fouls on Ellie Rouse. That'll be her first of the game. And Feller, who just canned a three, is looking for more points here. And the free throw is on the way, and it is short, no good. Here comes Jenna Denny in, and Rouse will check out for Coach Cremosta. They've played seven players, and for Platteview, they're not much deeper. I think they've went maybe eight deep here so far in the game. Second free throw for Feller. On the way, and that got there. So one of two for Feller, and it's 52-34, Minden by 18. 5:45 to go here in the third quarter on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, and Giltner, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Rebecca Stewart with the basketball. Top of the key, off the pick to Jamie Kissinger, draws the double team, dishes it off to Denny. She tries to get it over here to Brooke. It's deflected, but Brooke runs it down at midcourt. Working on Wickman. Bounce pass underneath Stewart. Stewart fouled, and again, Colm took one in the face. She's the one that committed the foul, but on the follow-through, she got popped. And for Kenzie Colm, her second.
Excellent backdoor pass to find underneath wide open Stewart. And then Stewart was fouled. And then it looked like Coombe got the harder end of that foul, though.
For Stewart, she is 3 of 5 at the line. And puts this one up and in, her 10th point of the basketball game. She's also pulled down 7 rebounds, tied with Taylor Kissinger for tops in that category this morning. Second free throw is too strong this time. Rebound. Jamie Kissinger takes it to the floor with her, and Minden's going to get the timeout before a tie-up. So an offensive rebound by Jamie Kissinger, and a timeout will be called here by Minden, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. It is 53-34 Minden. We'll be right back.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us at Pinnacle Bank Arena. It is Minden 53-34 over Platteview here in our C1 semifinal. And we'll give you an update on D1 in just a moment. But right now, Minden ball underneath their own hoop. Brooke Kissinger crossover on the left wing. Dribbled it off her foot. Feller went for the steal, fell down. Brooke not able to take the shot, still has the dribble. Finally kicks it off to Denny, over to Taylor. Taylor Kissinger dribbles to the high post, gives it off to Jenna Denny. Jenna back out to Jamie. Long possession for Minden. Into the corner, Taylor. 4-3. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Ball kicks out to Wickman, and here comes Platteview. Up the floor, gives it to Feller, and Feller is fouled hard Looks like Jenna Denny will probably be the one that they call this on. There are a couple of whippets in the area. And it looks like, no, it's not on Denny. It's going to be on Jamie Kissinger. So she's got three in the ball game, and at the line will be Sydney Feller. First free throw is up and in.
And a quick 6 points gives Friend a 24-18 lead over St. Pat's, only in the third. So Friend, the two seed right now on top of St. Pat's over at the Bob Devaney Sports Center.
Second free throw coming up for Feller. But first, here comes Stolzer and Zach back in. Here's Bridwell checking in. Second free throw up, and that's in and out, no good. Crashing to the boards is Colm, but you can't grab it. And it'll be Jamie Kissinger with her fifth board here in the quarter. Out to Brooke for a long three. That did not get there. And the ball comes down to Colm. Kenzie trying to push it up the floor herself. All the way to the other end. Takes it in. Has it deflected from behind by Taylor Kissinger. And Jamie comes up with a loose basketball. Into the front court. And the ball knocked away. And it's going to be off of Minden. Nice deflection on the defense by Sid Feller. Sydney knocks it out of bounds off of Taylor. That'll be the eighth turnover of the game on Minden. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. 53-35 Minden. They've been held in check here so far in this quarter. 7 points. And they open up the lane, driving in. Foul will be called to send Mackenzie Zach to the line. The Minden fans didn't like that one. Plattview says that's okay. They got a call.
Yeah, from my angle, I thought it looked like Jamie had got the clean block, so I can understand why the Minden faithful had thought that, but it is what it is, and Plattview will head to the line trying to get two more.
Yeah, call it on Stewart. That kind of happened earlier. They blocked a shot, and Stewart was called for the foul on the double team, but the free throw is no good. Plattview has yet to put in a two-point bucket. They've got a 3-3 free throws so far here in the second half. Second free throw by Zach on the way. It's good. She's now 2 of 4 for the line for her 2 points, 53-36. As the ball works its way into the front court, Jamie's open, top of the key. Three-pointer is good. And when they're open, they usually make them. And when we're talking Minden, we're talking three-pointers. They're ninth of the game, 24 so far here in the state tournament. Another three, Colm at the other end, off the front of the iron, won't go. Rebound brought down by Taylor. That'll be her eighth. She'll bring it into the front court, swing it over to Jamie. Looked at the three, drives on Colm. Now kicks it into the corner. Step back three for Taylor, and there's number 10. Timeout Minden after the made three-point bucket. There is three, or did we have an injury? No, it looks like there's not a timeout. There must be some blood out there. Sydney Feller got scratched, and she's going to have to come out. Back in will be Michelle Keys.
Yeah, nice job there by Taylor, getting the offensive or getting the rebound, then pushing the floor, getting it to her sister Jamie, and then sitting herself nicely in the corner there, got the wide open three, and another three-pointer for her.
So after the substitution, it will be Plattview basketball. Colm will bring it into the front court. Skip pass over the top. Up top they'll go to Keys. Keys drives in around one, around two, and she'll be fouled in the shot. Two free throws coming up for Michelle Keys. So Plattview's getting to the line, but they are not getting buckets here in the third quarter. And Rebecca Stewart just picked up her fourth personal foul. That'll change the dynamics inside. Not that it should be a problem with a 23-point lead. Keys puts it up and off the mark, no good. So Emily Malcolm back in at the post. And now Sydney Feller will check back in, as well Rachel Harriman for Plattview.
Yeah, we've seen Malcolm in there before, so I think she can handle it, especially with Minden up comfortably in this one.
Keys' second free throw, and that's bouncing around, and it's in. So Keys now has 9 points in the basketball game, 59-37 Minden, 3.5 to go, third quarter. Brooke Kissinger brings it up here on the Plattview man-to-man, finds a seam, drives off the dribble. It's good, takes out a cameraman underneath, and the bucket is good by Brooke Kissinger. She has 24, her first here, and at the other end, Sydney Feller will drive and score. I think that's who Brooke was on, and when she got wiped out at the other end, didn't work. And now Brooke tries it again. This time the shot no good, and Stolzer with the rebound. Rick Tucker from the hub should have got a really good photo of that layup, as he's the one that got rolled up on. ball into the front court for Platteview. On the left wing is Harriman. Harriman to the elbow, back out top to Keys. Keys over the left wing. Harriman's got it again. 61-39 Minden. She'll force her way to the baseline, and trying to stop that progress is Jenna Denny, and Denny will be called for the foul. And Minden has put Platteview into a situation where from here on out it'll be free throws. 2:37 to go in the third quarter. That's already the sixth team foul on Minden. And again, one way to come back from a huge deficit is to get to the line. And off the inbounds, back door wide open. Keys will take it and score. And it's 61-41, and this is about the time of the quarter where Platteview starts to warm up. Let's see if they do it again. Brooke Kissinger off the screen to Taylor. She steps into the double team, back to Brooke. 4-3 more. It's good. Brooke Kissinger, 27 points in this basketball game. That is three straight threes that have been made here by Minden. They've got four in the quarter. They've got 11 in the game. They've got 26 in the tournament. And they'll break that record if they can continue to win, which it looks like they are headed to the state finals here with a 23-point lead, equaling their largest of the game. Feller backing up. She'll try a three. The high archer is no good. Great job of boxing out, but the putback is no good by Wickman. And Taylor Kissinger will grab the rebound, her ninth for Minden. Dribble it off her knee, though. She was looking inside and dribbled the ball off her knee. Third turnover of the quarter. Fast break the other way. Combe will take it. Misses it. Good defense by Jenna Denny to force her outside the lane. And Taylor gets her 10th rebound to Malcolm, who finds Denny in the paint. She's fouled by Michelle Keys, her second. And only the second foul of the half here on Platteview. Third foul of the half on Platteview.
Nice job, though, by Denny getting a nice head fake there, driving to the hoop, getting a big harm there. So shout out to the line. Jenna Denny, despite all the three-pointers and stuff, I thought she's had herself a heck of a great state tournament herself. She'll be at the free throw line now.
1:35 to go in the third quarter, and the free throw is up and in by Jenna Denny. Again, Minden will play the winner of Kearney Catholic Pierce, and either one will satisfy them. They've been compared and matched up with Kearney Catholic all year long, that sub-district rematch, or Pierce, who beat them in the first round of the state tournament last year, the last team to beat them. Second free throw, no good for Denny. Rebound brought down by Feller. Feller will push it down the floor. She runs into Rouse, throws up a tough shot. It's no good. Offensive rebound of the bunny from Stolzer won't go. Out of bounds it goes. They'll give it to Minden. Well, that time down the floor, Feller wasn't going to be denied. She was taking it all the way to the hoop. And the shot would not go.
Yeah, a little bit of contact. Nothing was called there. You had wondered this game maybe is pretty much decided if the refs were just going to try and let the girls play a little bit there.
And the basketball will belong to Minden. Backing up Brooke for another three. That one will not go. Rebound, though, brought down by Allie Rouse. Kicks it out for Jenna Denny. She'll hit a three. The second three of the ball game for Jenna Denny. And it is 68-41, Minden with a minute to go here in the third quarter. Combe will drive to the left block, lay it up and in. Her first bucket of the second half. She's got 17. And it's 68-43, Minden on top. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Off the pick, there is Brooke Kissinger with it. Kicks it back on the right wing to the baseline. Denny tries to get it to Malcolm, has her shot blocked and taken away by Sydney Feller. Feller brings it into the front court, gives it off to Kenzie Combe. 20 seconds to go. Dribbles to the right wing. Picking it up, Combe swings it back over to Stolzer, top of the key, Feller, 12 seconds. Feller starts to drive, gets to the block right side, throws it up over everything. Rebound brought down by Wickman, and she'll be fouled and will go to the line for the third time here this morning. The foul going to be called on Emily Malcolm. That'll be her first. 7 seconds remain here in the quarter.
Credit Platteview, though. They're down 25. They're still playing hard. They're still trying to get offensive rebounds, still trying to get to the free throw line. Wickman there, good hustle underneath.
So the first of two free throws is up and no good. This will be the 12th free throw of this quarter put up by Platteview. But again, it took him a while to get going in this quarter. Sydney Feller ends up with 7 in the quarter. Remember, there's still 7 seconds here for Minden to do something after this free throw by Wickman. Lexi puts it up, and it is good. 68-44, ball into Brooke. Brooke at midcourt with five. Brooke by the defender. Brooke all the way to the rack. Runs right into the defender. They let it go. The ball's loose, and that is the end of the quarter. Players on the floor. Colm is beat up again, but they'll both get up, and that will end the third quarter of play here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. With your score, the Minden Whippets 68, the Platteview Trojans 44. State tournament action brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smell the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thumped. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com. Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Minden has attempted 25 three-pointers, and they have hit 12 of them. So they're warming up here in the second half, and Minden will have the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading it 68-44, 27 points for Brooke Kissinger, who makes the assist on a backdoor cut to Taylor, who lays it up and in, and 16 points now for Taylor Kissinger in the basketball game. Colm will bring it into the front court, leading Platteview with 17 points, 70-44. Colm, right elbow, pulls up, fires the 15-footer, rattles around, won't fall, rebound brought down by Jamie, that's her eighth. Outlet wasn't open, and underthrew Jenna Denny in the interception, Sydney Feller, that's the 10th Minden turnover. Feller runs the floor, tries to get it to Wickman, threw it behind her. And Platteview, that's their first turnover of the second half. They had quite a few, 11 in the first half.
Yeah, they've done a good job of tightening it up. I feel like Colm has gotten her looks. I just don't know. Otherwise, shooting-wise, just they haven't been able to match Minden's firepower, and that's tough for any team to do. We thought maybe they could do it based off their performance last night against Fairbury, but not the case today.
With the basketball, Taylor Kissinger kicks it over on the left wing to Jamie. Jamie, a 16-footer. That's off the iron, no good. Tries to follow her shot. Colm gets the rebound. Outlet pass up ahead of everyone, and the shot will be blocked from behind by Brooke Kissinger as Mackenzie Zach tried to take it in, and I've got Minden for six block shots in the game.
Yeah, from all over, too. Kissinger's got a couple. I know Rass has got a few as well. So Minden playing real well, both offense and defense. Scary-looking team right now.
27 for Brooke, 16 for Taylor, 8 for Jamie. Stewart has 10. Denny has 7. Rass also a bucket of the ball game. Oh, a deep, deep three. Colm threw that as far as she could, and it wasn't far enough. It didn't get there, and out of bounds it goes. 4 of 13 from three-point land for Platteview. And again, remember, Platteview will end up playing in a third-place game tomorrow. The C1 third-place game is at noon at Lincoln North Star against either Pierce or Kearney Catholic. Malcolm tries to get it inside. Ball deflected, and it goes off Taylor Kissinger and out of bounds. Minden has had three turnovers in every quarter, and that's two here in this one, so a total of 11.
And it's early so far, and it looked like Coombe on that last possession tried to get all 26 back on that deep three-pointer hit the front of the rim, no good. Minden with their third turnover of the quarter. They're just going to keep trying to work on their game here with this game in the fourth quarter.
Coombe down on the block, gets it to Feller. Feller kicks it back out of the wing to Stolzer. Inside again, they get it to the post, and Brandis Bridwell will turn and score her first bucket of this state semifinal. 70-46, Minden. Brooke finds a seam, starts to drive. They grab her out around the right elbow, and it will be before the shot, so they'll take it out underneath. And the foul going to be called on Mackenzie Zach. That's her first, and the fourth team foul back into the ball game will be Michelle Keys. State tournament action brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again. Stewart back into the game for Minden. Off the inbounds, they try to go backdoor. Taylor's well covered. She throws up a hook shot. Why not? It's in. 18 for Taylor Kissinger, 72-46. A three at the other end. Feller, she'll fire. It's short, no good. Colm goes for the rebound, but out of bounds it will go, belonging to Minden.
Yeah, another three for Taylor, and you forget she's just a freshman out there playing big minutes for Minden. Colm giving it all she's got there on that hustle play, just knocks it out of bounds. Minden will get it back.
Friend, 36-27 now on St. Pat's with 2 minutes to go in D1. Allie Rouse has the ball, gets it back to Taylor Kissinger between the circles. Crosses over to the left elbow. Bounce pass underneath. Stewart's open, and she'll be fouled hard. She'll go to the line. Another great bounce pass as they just run off those screens. Too hard to keep track of all of them. The foul is on Kenzie Colm, her third. And so far, Stewart has been to the line. This is her fifth time, and the free throw is up and in. She finished a three-point play once. The other four times, she was one of two. And Platney was 6 of 12 at the line last quarter. Each time, one of two. All of them were two-shot fouls. And went one of two each time.
Well, Rebecca, she's probably near a double-double so far, Doug. She's been playing real well this game.
Second free throw, no good. Needs a couple more rebounds to get that. Feller with the rebound for Platteview. Stewart has 11 points, 8 boards, 1 block, according to my numbers. Shot at the other end, no good. Minden will bring down the rebound with Jamie Kissinger. She's got 9-7 in this half. Again, the winner will play Kearney Catholic or Pierce tomorrow at 9. Into the ball game, Addie Woodward. She'll give it to Jamie Kissinger. Off the hook, kicks it back out. Denny finds a little room, takes the 9-footer, rolling around her rim, won't go. Colm grabs the rebound here. That's her 9th. They double her immediately. She'll throw over the top to Keys, gets it right back to Kinsey, who had 40 yesterday, 17 today, only 2 in the second half. She'll try and nail a 3. It's rattling around, and it will not go. Rebound brought down by Brooke. Brooke Kissinger will bring it into the front court, looking to add to this 73-point total after putting up 72 yesterday where they had the running clock. 27-point lead here for Minden, equaling their largest to Jenna Denny. Holds the ball off the screen to Brooke. Now they're being a little more patient about taking a 3. They've had a couple looks to Woodward. Woodward between the circles. Back over to Stewart. She has to come all the way out to midcourt to grab it. They go for the steal, don't get it. Over to Woodward. Now they've got some numbers, kicking into the corner. Denny for 3. That one's no good. Rebound brought down by Sydney Feller. Feller pushes it into the front court. Right wing, spin move, stops the dribble. Finds Colm. Colm down the middle of the lane, which is open, and she's going to be fouled by Brooke Kissinger, who intentionally fouled her as much as she could. She knew she was open, and she went right in and grabbed the arm. And for Brooke, that'll be her 3rd.
Yeah, she got to the lane easy because she was being guarded by Stewart on the three-point line. She's got 4 fouls, and maybe that's why she wasn't so aggressive, you know, getting those 2 extra rebounds, because she's got the 4. She wants to stay out there as long as she can. She's a competitor out there. At the line now will be Colm. She'll make that first free throw and get hurt. She's got it. She's having a nice game. She's just unable to match the firepower that Minden's had tonight, Doug.
Hard to get 40 twice in a row, especially when you're playing number 1. That's only the 3rd point of the 4th quarter, and there's the 4th point of the 4th quarter. 21 in the game for Kenzie Colm. 73-48. Minden with the lead. They only have 5 points in the quarter, so the scoring has really slowed down here. Woodward off a couple of screens up top to Stewart. Stewart back door. Jenna Denny's there. Reverse layup. Hit the rim on the way up. Got her own rebound, though. Kicks it out. Brooke fakes the 3. She drives right side. Layup is good. And a timeout for Minden. That's the 29th point of the game for Brooke Kissinger. Yesterday, Taylor had 28. 3:46 remains in our basketball game. Minden is on their way to a state final. It is the Whippets 75 and Platteview 48 here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service.
Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Well, there are producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Jeff Babel. Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Pinnacle Bank Arena. 75-48 Minden. Platteview with the ball. 3.5 to go in our game. Colm. She double dribbled and the referee just about missed it. Had she not reacted that way, he might have missed it. What did I just do look. Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here in Lincoln. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Allie Rouse back into the ball game as Minden's getting ready now to clear their bench with 3:15 to go in the game. With it, Jamie Kissinger, and there's a reach-in foul. Going to be called on Platteview. Their sixth team foul, so no free throws. It's on Lexi Wickman. That'll be her third. And Minden will take it out underneath. And again, Minden doesn't score a lot of points in the fourth quarter because either the clock's running or they are in a spot here where they don't need to, and they've only got 7 points here in the fourth quarter. They're on pace to make it to 90. Into Jamie Kissinger, 4-3. It hits the iron twice. Will not go. Rouse gets the rebound, gives it off to Woodward. Her shot, no good. Ends up in the hands of Jamie Kissinger. And they'll spread it out and try it again to Jenna Denny. Denny into the right-hand corner to Stewart. Back up top, Rouse. She was open, didn't look to shoot it. To Woodward, back over to Denny. 2:50 to go. Minden just kind of working clock right now, avoiding taking three. Stewart with it. Stewart holding the ball up top. Gives it off to Addie Woodward. 2:40 to go to Allie Rouse. Rouse off a couple of cuts to Jamie. Again, she's not going to take the shot here. Jamie, a couple of dribbles. Swings it over to Denny. Denny fouled out front, going for the steal by Alexi Wickman. And Allie Rouse will go to the line. She had a bucket to start the ball game. In fact, she had the first bucket of the game for Minden. And she'll go to the line and shoot a 1-1. And checking out, Jamie Kissinger. Checking in, Josie Madsen. Emily Malcolm will come in. Rebecca Stewart will check out. And a hand for the players. Kenzie Colm will also come out of the ball game for Platteview. But again, she's just a junior, so she'll be back next year for Platteview. And at the line, oh, it's going to be Jenna Denny at the line, not Allie Rouse, my bad. Jenna Denny's at the line. She makes the free throw. And checking in for Minden now. Well, they're waiting to sub in for Denny with 2:24 to go. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Denny hits them both. She had 10 yesterday. She's got 9 today. Easily eclipsing her dad's state tournament mark. And checking in for Minden, coming in will be Lily Steen. So on the floor, you've got Woodward, Rouse, Steen, Malcolm, and Madsen. Platteview also starting to clear their bench. They'll bring in Sarah Grubb, the 5'10 junior. Also out there is Rachel Harriman. You've got Zach still out there, along with Stolzer and Bridwell. 2:12 to go. With it on the left wing is Zach. 76-48 Minden. Gives it to the high post, and the junior Grubb drives in. Turnaround jumper, no good. Ball deflected out, and grabbing the loose ball will be Lily Steen. Here comes Minden. Woodward gets it across the timeline. 2 minutes to go in our game. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coaches' interviews, and then a Kearney Catholic Pierce rematch of the last year's state final. Here's Malcolm. Tries the ball fake, and they're going to say that she shuffled the feet. And that's the 12th turnover. Minden is now going to bring in Janae Boudreau. And Rouse will check out. So Jeff, Minden is going to go to the state final for the second time in school history. They were the runner-up in 2012 to Sandy Creek, who at that time had won their 10th state title. And that was a heck of a game coming right down to the final minute. As Minden will pick up the loose ball, it's knocked away, and the steal made by Lily Steen. into the front court. Josie Madsen leaves it off for Woodward. Let's see if some of these gals can get some shots off here. They're very content to run their offense, and the pass is knocked away, and the steal is made. Here comes Stolzer to the other end, takes it all the way to the block, throws it up, draws the foul, and Nikki will go to the line. She had a couple of buckets in the first quarter, and that's been it for the 5'7 junior, Nikki Stolzer.
Yeah, Minden will advance to their state final, Doug, and I think they'll probably be the favorite, whoever they play. But
probably.
They would be, but that doesn't mean it's not a guaranteed state championship. So coach getting his reserves out there, trying to give the starters a little bit of rest for the 9 a.m. state final tonight, or tomorrow night, or tomorrow morning, excuse me.
Free throw is up, and it is no good by Stolzer. It's a final in D1. North Platte St. Pat's is defeated by Friend, but gave him a game. Friend, 42-29. Second free throw is up, and it is in for Nikki Stolzer. Makes it 76-49. Minden with 1:16 to go in a basketball game. Platteview will get Megan Gillen in. And here comes Minden up the floor with Addie Woodward. Woodward brings it across the timeline. Swings it over on the right side to Boudreaux. Boudreaux working on Madeline Earhart, who has checked in. Ball fought for out around midcourt. There's a scramble for it, and it'll be stolen away here by Platteview as they continue to battle with a minute to go. On the right wing with it is Grubb. Grubb, her pass comes out to Harriman. Harriman, we may not get any more buckets in this game. Over on the left wing to Gillen. 45 seconds. Three-pointer is on the way, around and out for Earhart. And that's always a thrill if you don't see a lot of playing time. If you could score in the state tournament here at Pinnacle Bank,
yep,
that'd be awesome. And that one should have went down for her, but it didn't. And into the ball game, Anna Kelly and Holly O'Donnell. So it looks like Platteview has gotten everybody into the basketball game. Minden now across the timeline. Woodward, not sure they've gotten a shot in the last 2 minutes. With it is Boudreaux up top to Malcolm. Here's Madsen. She'll try the three, and it skips out no good. Rebound, though, put back up and in. Emily Malcolm with her first bucket of the ball game, and it is 78-49, 15 seconds to go. Ball dribbled off the foot, stolen away here by Woodward. Woodward trying to take it all the way in, does, lays it up too strong. Rebound, Malcolm, back up, no good. And time will expire, and Minden is on to the state championship. The Whippets, 79, and Platteview, 49. The Trojans are 23-3 and will play at noon tomorrow in the consolation game at Lincoln North Star. Minden is 27-0 and will play for the state championship for the second time in school history tomorrow morning at 9 here on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio. We'll take a break and be back with the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show. Coaches' interviews and more coming up after this.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
And it's time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, taking care of all our area athletes and schools for decades and continue to do so as we head into the spring of 2014. 79-49, Minden with the win over Platteview, and we are pleased to be joined once again by the head coach, Rick Cremosta and Coach two down, one to go.
Yeah, that's what it is, Doug. We'll see what happens tomorrow. I was proud of the way our kids played today. I thought we played one of our better games against a really quality Platteview team.
Yeah, I know a lot of people after watching Platteview and after we talked yesterday said, man, we could see 82-75 today, the way that Platteview shot the ball. And Kenzie Colm did get her points. But once again, you guys just have too many weapons, and you really do what you need to do in that first quarter. You come out and kind of take the heart out of them a little bit going up double digits.
Well, yeah, you know, when we got up double digits and then we just kind of fell asleep for a while and let them get crawling right back into the game. But, you know, then we were able to get it going again, and that's a sign of a good team. So I was proud of the way that worked out for us. You know, Coleman, she's a heck of a ball player. You know, she can score from anywhere. And we just wanted to make it as difficult as possible and try to make it tough for her to get shots that she really wanted. And the Kissinger kids did a great job on her. James and Brooks, they accepted the challenge. I know she got a few points, but she had to earn them today.
We talked yesterday. You faced the 1-3-1 that lit it up for your guards. But right away, first play offensively against man, you got the ball to Stewart. Rouse got the ball. So a couple of gals that weren't necessarily involved offensively, you made sure got involved right off the bat.
Well, I thought Rebecca could have a decent game for us today. I thought they're not a big post team, so I thought Rebecca could. And she really did. She got us off to a good start, not only scoring but rebounding, offensive rebounds. And then she got plagued with fouls again. But that's something that we got to learn, but we don't have a lot of time to learn anymore. So we'll see what happens. I thought Becca did a good job when she was out there the whole day.
Rick Cremosta with us here, playing in this new venue, Pinnacle Bank. Were the eyes open this morning? Were there any nerves? Could you notice anything different in the locker room?
Oh, I didn't really. You know, I talked briefly when I first got here in the locker room. I said, you know, enjoy the moment, but it's still, you know, the court's still 40 by 80 out there, and it's going to be the same as going out and playing at our old C.L. Jones gym, you know. So the kids enjoyed playing here. There's no question about that. But I thought they laid it on the line out on the court, and that's what we needed to do.
Well, no matter who you play tomorrow, there's history. You beat Kearney Catholic and handed them their only loss to the sub-districts. Pierce knocked you out of the state tournament, and they looked pretty good yesterday as well. Just your thoughts on who you might play tomorrow.
I don't know, Doug. I'm just happy that we were able to get this one or enjoy this for a little bit, and then we're try to get ready to play whoever. It's a green team or a blue team out there, I guess. But they're both teams are really good, I can tell you that. You know, we know Kearney, so I know, you know, that's a heck of a game we had last time we played them. So I'm sure they're eager to get another chance at us. And of course, Pierce, they've got all that huge size. So it'll be a challenge, whoever we face, and it'll be a good state final game, I think.
Well, Coach, we'll let you go get on and talk to the rest of the folks. We appreciate you giving us a couple minutes, and congratulations on a great game again today for you and the girls.
Well, thank you, Doug. And I sure do appreciate you guys coming and covering. I know the men and people that aren't here are sure listening to you, and we can hear them from Minden, so keep cheering out there.
I didn't know there was anybody left in Minden.
Well, not a lot. We got a great following, a great crowd, and it's been that support's been there all year long, and our kids, we thrive off of that, and it's just been a fun season. I hope we can get one more, but it'll be a tough game. Kids will be up for it, and they'll accept the challenge, I'm sure of that.
One more breakfast with Minden tomorrow morning. Rick, congratulations. See you tomorrow.
All right, Doug, thank you.
79-49. We'll look at the final stats after this.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Miskos now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Miskos has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Miskos Sports.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. We're about 20 minutes away from tip of Kearney Catholic and Pierce. Let's take a look at the final numbers of our game. Sydney Feller, 7 points, 5 rebounds for Platteview. She had 1 block shot. Rachel Harriman had 3 rebounds. Lexi Wickman had 3 points and 4 rebounds. Mackenzie Zack had 2 points. Nikki Stolzer had 5 points, 3 rebounds. Michelle Keys, 11 points. Brandis Bridwell, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Sarah Grubb had a rebound, and Kenzie Colm led the way, 19 points, 9 rebounds in the game. 13 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 8 in the first half, 9 of 17 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 8 in the first half, but just 1 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers for Platteview, 11 in the first half. They knocked that down to 4 in the second half. 29 points at halftime, 20 in the second half. The Trojans finish with 49 points, 27 rebounds, 15 out of 25 from the free throw line, 4 of 16 from three-point land. They had 1 block shot, 15 turnovers. Platteview's now 23-3 and will play in the consolation game tomorrow at Lincoln North Star at noon. For Minden, Allie Rouse, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Brooke Kissinger led the way today with 29 points, 5 rebounds, 2 block shots. She hit 5 threes. Jenna Denny, 9 points, 2 rebounds. Taylor Kissinger, 18 points, 10 rebounds, 2 blocks. She hit 3 threes and now has 10 for the tournament. Lily Steen had a rebound. Jamie Kissinger had 8 points, 10 rebounds, and a block. Rebecca Stewart, 11 points, 7 rebounds, and a block. And Emily Malcolm, 2 points and 5 rebounds. 24 rebounds in the first half, 20 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 10 in the first half, 6 of 10 in the second half, 3-point shooting, 7 of 17 in the first half, 5 of 11 in the second half, and turnovers for the Whippets, 6 in the first half, 8 in the second half. 46 points at halftime, 33 in the second half, and Minden finishes with 79 points, 44 rebounds, 11 out of 20 at the free throw line, 12 of 28 from 3-point land, 6 block shots, and 14 turnovers. Minden is now 27-0 after a 79-49 win over Platteview. That is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of all of our area athletes. You'll be better equipped for the games you play when you visit Misco Sports. Jeff Minden has done it all year long. They're 1 win away.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a quick comment. I mean, they beat a great Platteview team. Platteview team with only 2 losses, one of which they avenged. So, I mean, this wasn't so much that Platteview didn't show up and play. Platteview played, I thought, pretty decently well. Minden just went out and beat them and beat them. They want that state championship, and they did their part in the semifinal, and they're 1 win away against either Pierce or Kearney Catholic, and we'll have that one next.
All right, we'll take a short break and be back with Pearson Kearney Catholic here on Classic Hits and ESPN 1460 1550. For our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening to State Basketball, brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Specialist, Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, and Tom Dinsdale Automotive. I'm Doug Duda.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.